Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We did thing on the program earlier in the week about dream jobs and who's got their dream job and should you ever stop looking for your dream job and what is your dream job. And literally, as we were talking about dream jobs, in lands a job that while I'd love to do it, I would be fired after half a day because I'd be eating the produce. Tony Lenehan from Shandon Sweets up there in John Redmond Street. You are looking for someone to come and join the team. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you keeping?
Great altogether. Great altogether. Before I get into the job you're offering, isn't it fantastic that the last time we talked, you were struggling to get back after the fire, and here you are looking for people to work?
That's it, PJ. It's been a rough 2 years, 2.5 years, actually. And it is, we've come out the other side of it, and it is a real, real kind of a positive story at the end of it. So it's happy days for everyone.
Brilliant. Who are you looking for? What do you need them to do?
Basically, somebody who can just kind of, that has a good work ethic, and that just, I suppose, the one thing you can't have in this job, PJ, is a sweet tooth, because you won't last 5 minutes. You will not last 5 minutes with the amount of temptation in your way every day. So a sweet tooth you can't have, but have a good work ethic, good with people, and somebody who's just literally just likes to work. That would do me absolutely perfect.
You're looking for someone then to work in the shop.
Work in the shop. They can, you know, work with me in the manufacturing side of it, if it's called on that. It's a kind of a job, PJ, that no 2 days are the same. You can be called upon anything on any given day. It's not a set kind of a thing, that kind of a way, PJ.
Because I know that some people will be looking, you know, I love what they do and I'd love to learn how to do it. Like, is there an opportunity for a person to learn?
There is, PJ. And that's the one thing, PJ, because as you know yourself, sweet makers, they're extremely rare. I think I'd be one of the last ones left, I'd say, that I know of in Ireland. I don't know any other sweet makers. We've applied online looking for them and we can't come across them because I'm third generation. And when I finish, there'll be nobody coming behind me to take over sweet making. So obviously, that's the kind of route that I'm going down as well, PJ, is to find somebody who can literally, you know, take an interest in making sweets, in confectionery, in that line of things. And if it leads to that, it'll be absolutely
brilliant.
The best thing for everyone.
And this is old-fashioned sweet making by hand from raw materials. I mean, like, that must be, that's a fascinating job, Tony.
It is, and it's a very, like, I don't kind of see it that way, PJ. It's a very skilled job, and people look at me because you're handling a lot of hot produce, 280, 300 degrees Celsius. We make it look like child's play doing it because I'm doing it for 41 years. But people, when they look at it, they go, God, the romantic notion goes, they go, there is a lot of hard work involved in it. There's a lot of kind of long days in the summer in the heat or whatever, because obviously it's a hot job. It's like being in a kitchen of, you know, of a hotel or whatever. So it would take a special kind of person to take a liking to this. I did, PJ, when I left school, I went in there and I absolutely loved this with my grandfather at the time. Then my father took it over in the very early 80s and whatever. And like, from then. I just absolutely love it, PJ. I love the whole thing of making something from scratch by hand.
What's your favourite part of it, Tony? Is it the mixing, the heating, the melting, or the chopping them up at the end? What's the favourite part?
The best part, PJ, is seeing people buy my produce and coming back time and time and time and time again. You know that you're making a good produce. My grandfather often said that to me. He said, if you make a bad produce once, you're finished. Make a good produce and it'll do you for the rest of your life.
It's funny, Dean O'Cregan, you said that you're only as good as their last bag of chips. You're only as good as your last bag of bullseyes or clove rocks. Do you do my favourite is clove rock. Do you do my favourite?
Which, the clove rock?
Yeah.
I do, PJ. The people of Cork and the people of Munster, absolutely. I don't know whether it's the colour, the red and white.
Of course it is, Tone. It's the red and white.
Yeah.
Red and white
of
Cork.
That's probably what it is. They've always been the staple diet of everybody in Cork, clove rock, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
People have had clove rock.
Yeah, they're great, and the bullseyes and everything else. Well, look, you're looking for someone. You got it now. That people have to apply by email because you're so busy.
Yes, it would be email only because I just wouldn't be able to deal with people calling to the door and phone calls. It just gets a bit kind of all muddled up. Okay. So by email, and I can deal with everybody, I promise, individually from there, PJ.
info@shandonsweets.com. info@shandonsweets.com. Tony, thanks. Good luck and continued success with the business, and hope you get the ideal person. And maybe, who knows, he'll even get an apprentice to learn the incredible craft of making sweets. There are some videos online you'll find, and I think a couple of years ago, the Street Fleet went up to Shandon Sweets and they did a video of making a batch of sweets, and it's fabulous to watch.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.